Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Have you ever been told to stay in your lane? I really dislike that phrase. It makes sense when you're driving down the road. I talk to the cars around me all the time and tell them to stay in their lanes. Fortunately, they listen to me. However, when it comes to people, this one-size-fits-all strategy doesn't always work. Sometimes you need the person who thinks drastically different from everyone else, an outsider of curiosity to solve the problem, finish the project, or even save the day. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/334. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. Pick a lane and stay in it. Specialize to get ahead of your competition. If people can't categorize you, they'll ignore you. Don't think outside the box. I've never been a fan of this line of thinking because, in many ways, I've always felt like an outsider. Whether it's my personal life, my career, my business, my relationships, or my roles in the community, I always like riffing on what other people are doing, saying, and thinking. It's not that I don't like to create my own thoughts or create my own ideas or my own information. I just like pulling from a little bit of everything. I'm as comfortable talking about technology as I am talking about obscure films, as prog rock, as pop music. Maybe not pop music, but occasionally I'll pull from that field as well. So telling me to pick a lane is the quickest way to get me disengaged from a conversation. I like talking about tactics. I like talking about blue sky ideas and down in the dirt execution. What's interesting is as I've thought about this topic, I fought this for a long time. And most of the jobs that I've taken as an adult were because I was actually tired of being a curious outsider, as David Epstein writes about in Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. Yep, I'm going to keep on talking about that book because for me, it is foundational. It is one of those books that is making me think differently about my creative career and my life. I don't feel like I have to specialize anymore to save my sanity. I can dabble in all these different things because I am a curious outsider. I am someone that is a lot more interested in a breadth of ideas and pulling from a lot of different sources than I am just staying in my lanes of boredom. Not owning the label curious outsider, I let the depression of not being like others drive me to make short-term decisions that ultimately affected my long-term goals. I can honestly say that whenever I am itching to make a change, it's because of this label. It's because of being someone who really is enjoying the status of being an outsider. Because what happens when I make changes and I am no longer the outsider, it doesn't work anymore. I rail against the structure. I rail against the things that are keeping me in these lanes. That's not how I work. That's not how I do my best work. What's interesting is the last few months, I've made peace with this part of me. And because of that, I've been stopping things that once made sense when I wanted to be a specialist. And I'm starting things that make sense as the generalist I actually am. And some key paragraphs in Epstein's book have helped me to make sense of this all. He writes, "Knowledge is a double-edged sword. It allows you to do some things, but it also makes you blind to other things that you could do. A few years ago, I tried to reinvent my career, and I was totally blind to what I could do, because all I could see were the areas that I knew that I could do. And let's just say the job search didn't last too long because I was only seeing what I could see based upon the knowledge that I had. And I wasn't willing to enter into the uncomfortability of being a curious outsider, even to myself. Epstein continues, "Sometimes the home field can be so constrained that a curious outsider is truly the only one who can see the solution. If all you can see is the life that you've built, you'll never see the possibilities that are beyond the life that you know." And the paragraph that really gets me from Epstein, "The more information specialists create, the more opportunity exists for curious dilettantes to contribute by merging strands of widely available but disparate information, undiscovered public knowledge." Yes, the story that he tells in this section is about a company that had all of these unsolved problems in a company of experts and specialists, and they weren't solving the problem. So what did they do? They created a crowdsourcing website where anyone could learn more about the problem and attempt to solve it themselves. And that's where this paragraph comes from. We need specialists, yes, but we also need the people that are going to be pulling from all of these different areas and connecting dots that people could never see. And that right there gets me excited. That is something that starts connecting dots that I was afraid to connect before. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share four ways that you can own the label of curious outsider so that you can overcome the negative emotions that I dealt with that you might be dealing with now. First, understand the differences between the depth and breadth of experiences in your life and work. In the book Range, you know, Epstein's writing about how there's specialists and generalists, and we need both. But what's interesting is as I start thinking about it, in many ways, we are both. We are both specialist and generalist. I've heard it said before about being a T-shaped person, where we have a lot of breadth of knowledge, and that's the crossbar of the T, but then we go deep in a few areas, and that's the stem. I believe it's called a stem. And so understanding where you are broad and where you are deep is helpful, especially in the areas of life and work, because there's intersection. There's things that are going to make sense in your life and work once you start understanding, all right, I'm deep here, broad here. Second, figure out how you're going to deal with the negative emotions of being an outsider of curiosity. This one's very real for me right now. Now that I have a very strong understanding of who I am and kind of how I operate in this world of breadth, I need to be strategic in how I deal with the negative emotions that are inevitably going to follow. How am I going to deal with the depression of not being like other people? How am I going to deal with the inevitable rejection that comes when I try to apply a solution from my perspective that doesn't align with the knowledge of a specialist or the knowledge of my specialist client? How am I going to deal with these negative emotions so that I don't make tangential jumps to other things that I'm going to have to stop in the future because I don't want to do them again? These are really deep questions for me that I'm asking and answering in the moment. Third, allow your trusted advisors to save you from any impulse of instability. I love this concept of impulse of instability. It's a concept written about by Sean Askenossi in his book, Meaningful Work. And it's something that I have done often. I'll get an idea about a career path or something that I want to do in my career or in my life. And I'll immediately figure out how I'm going to do it and jump to it. And I think this is something that happens when those negative emotions are around. I'll move away from the things that I know I should be doing and jump to shiny objects. And he tells a story about how he was doing it, and his trusted advisor says, I don't want you to get into the habit of following the impulse of instability. Bam! That is how you own the label of curious outsider. You own it and you don't stray from it. Fourth, surround yourself with people you can jam with. I love music. I love playing music. I love listening to music. And there's something about jamming with other musicians, because you know when it's your time to lead and you know when it's your time to back the others who are leading. Not everyone is jammable with, though. Some people only want to just be the lead soloist. But sometimes you're going to step aside so someone else can take it. And that's something that when you are surrounded with people that you respect, that you admire, that you know can do interesting things and amazing things, you're going to be okay with stepping back while they step forward. And that takes time. It takes willingness to reach out to other people and say, hey, I've got this idea. Let's jam on it. That happened to me today, actually. Someone stepped up and said, hey, I got this idea and I want to jam with you. Let's do it. And I had a choice. As someone that is a curious outsider, I could be like, no, that I'm not curious enough about it. Or I could be like, yep, that is awesome. Let's go. And I chose the latter. I'm going to be the curious outsider to this idea that we're going to jam on. But it takes guts. It takes the willingness to stop and say, hey, is this someone that I want to jam with? And the answer sometimes is no. So surround yourself with those people. It's fun to see how a book can generate so many ideas. And I encourage you, whether it's Range by David Epstein or The Optimist Telescope or Keep Going or Working, or all these amazing books that are out there. Meaningful Work by Sean Askenazy. Picking a book, diving into it, and seeing what you can get from it and apply it to your work in life, the more disconnected from your daily work, the better. But I think you're going to find that having this curiosity as an outsider is going to bring forth some amazing ideas. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.